Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:08. We're going to top out at 57 today. It is 53 right now. Got a chance of rain. I think that's pretty much blown out of here for now. Real good chance tonight and tomorrow of actually getting some moisture. Mel, you just found a story about Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, it's just breaking news with it. It's Lance Armstrong has stepped down as chairman of Livestrong, and also looks like he's ending his relationship with Nike has been ended as well to avoid any negative stuff happening.
Because he's a cheater.
Well, it doesn't say that he's a cheater in the story.
Well, no, but it came out, was it last week, that like basically everybody he'd ever cycled with threw him under the bus and said, yeah, he was doing it too, just like everybody in cycling was.
If everybody was doing it, though, why
are they
picking on him?
Well, because he is the most famous cyclist in the, well, at least in America. I don't know about the world, but
right,
most famous in America for sure. I mean, name another cyclist.
I don't know of one.
Yeah. The only other one I can think of is Greg LeMond, and he was like big in the 80s, 90s.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Anyway, so how did you wreck your phone? I did it once upon a time at a after a softball game. Left it in my pocket, hauling everything in from the car.
Yeah, twice for me, flushing it.
Only done it the one time. It's the only time I've ever done it. Oh, no, wait. I did do it one other time. Same thing happened. It was when I was doing radio in Rapid City. I lost a bet on the Super Bowl. And so my punishment was getting covered in peanut butter outside.
Ew.
On St. Joe. And so, yeah.
I almost forgot. It did fly into the bathtub one time.
Oh.
Yeah. And not on purpose. Like, it slipped out of my hand and the bathtub was full and it went plop. I think I suppressed that memory.
Yeah. So, three times.
Three.
Okay.
A lot
anyway,
of water.
I went home to go shower after the show that morning and left it in my pants.
Oh.
Yeah. And I did wear pants back then. That was the dress code. We had to wear pants.
It wore pants, like
and
dress pants.
It was supposed to be a collared shirt, unless it was a station t-shirt. So we all wore station t-shirts and pants.
Ew.
It looked really good.
Ew.
Yeah. Where did you wreck your phone? 361-5557, email or text am at high1047.com. This comes from a story about CNET did a survey of where people are wrecking their iPhones. The kitchen is the most dangerous place. For an iPhone, apparently.
Which,
bathroom was third.
Not
surprisingly.
For me. Bathroom is the most dangerous for me.
Living room is second. I suppose that's just because you spend more time in the living room than
I suppose
other rooms.
But I don't know, like, what. It's not like you have water or anything in the.
Yeah, I know.
The living room.
Well, you could have a beverage, spill a drink.
Maybe like that.
Of some
yeah.
kind on it. I suppose it one way. Let's see. Christine's on the phone. How are you, Christine?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, where'd you wreck your phone?
Well, it wasn't my phone.
Oh, even better.
It wasn't, right, no, it was my friend from high school. She didn't wreck it, but she had left wherever we were. And like 5 minutes later, she texted me and asked me if she left her phone there.
She was messing with you?
No.
She's like an airhead. Like, she thought she left her
Where's
phone.
Where's my
but
phone?
She was texting me.
I'm going to text Christine and see if if I left my phone there.
See, I would have done that as a joke.
No, she wasn't.
She actually, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Ooh. That's a good one.
She shouldn't go out by herself.
No.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Christine.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I've done that before, though, where I'm...
Well, I've done
I'm
that.
I'm running around. I didn't do that, but I didn't, like, call from that phone, but I did... One time, I had my phone in my hand,
and like,
I couldn't find
phone?
It,
yeah.
And I called it, and I found it.
Yeah,
I called it from the landline in our house, and then when my hand started vibrating, I discovered where it was.
Oh, did you want to hit your head against the wall
I
after
did
that?
Hit my head against the wall. Jesse's on the phone. How are you, Jesse?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. So where did you wreck your phone?
Well, long story short, my husband and I were traveling, and I had my phone in our center console. And my dog was sitting on my lap, and we got home, and my husband's like, what stinks? I'm like, I don't know, but it smelled really bad. So then I ended up getting a phone call, and I was on my phone, and I'm like, oh, my God. I told my friend, I go, I got to call you back. My phone reeks. Well, here, her anal glands had
Oh, that is disgusting.
It was so bad. And it was a work phone, so I had to bring it to my boss. And I had him smell it. He's like, it smells like fish. I go, I know.
You made your boss smell your phone?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh my gosh. No. You must not like him very much.
No, he's pretty cool.
Oh, that is funny. Thank you for the call, Jesse.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. Wow, I've never heard of that one.
That's a new one and a really gross one.
Yeah.
Wow, 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 wow.
I got a text from 3899. Daughter brought ringing phone to me while I was in the tub. Two nights later, I dropped another phone in the tub. Don't bring in the bathroom ever.
Yeah, keep it away from the bathroom if you can.
I'm always very, when I do have it in the bathroom, I treat it like it's the most precious thing ever.
Right.
Like, it's very like, careful.
It's like I grab a loose diamond.
I grab it gently and move it to where I'm putting it.
I'm the same way.
I'm just so afraid of it going in the I move the phone, I will close the toilet seat.
It'll keep it very far away from water.
And then move
water.
It outside the bathroom to my dresser. Very, very carefully. We got to take a quick break. More of your calls and texts are coming up. The story early this morning, there was a chase that ended up with an officer and the suspect going to the hospital. Happened at 57th and Western, and then also the chase ended at 47th and Western. It was closed off for a few hours this morning. It is back open now. We haven't gotten any more details on it. You can read what we do know at this point at hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:22. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Everyone's all like, I love Obama or I love Romney. I'm over here like, I love wine.
Yeah, I like beer.
It could be changed.
According to a British survey, more than half of us, 53%, will contact up to 10 people on social networks while at a romantic dinner.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You would totally do that.
Nuh-uh.
Never Facebooked on a date?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
But not, like, conversed with those people.
Two-thirds of us can't resist checking our phones for updates while on a dinner date. Right, Mel?
On a first date, I do keep it away.
Under the table so they don't see you checking
it. No. I'll check it at the bathroom.
One in five people would do it on a first date. Well, since there's only two of us in here, I guess we know which one of us would
You're
be doing
married.
It. Well, yeah, I know.
I check it when I go to the bathroom.
One in four think it would help to serve as an icebreaker. 29% of people said checking social media helps with dinner conversation.
Oh, maybe. I suppose if there's something cool posted on Facebook.
Yeah. Or you could just communicate with each other instead of your phones while you're on the date.
What if the date's sucking and you need something to talk about?
Then just leave.
Just leave? Excuse me, I've got to go. This sucks. That's rude.
Get on your phone. Oh, look. I guess I got to go. Kid started the house on fire. We'll see ya.
That would be me starting the house on fire, probably.
It's more likely. Where did you wreck your phone? What we've been talking about this morning. Got a text from 1164. My boyfriend had a military-grade phone, went to mow our lawn on a commercial-grade Ryder mower, ran it over, the phone survived.
Wow.
Then he lost it in a snowbank last winter, but found it only to have our Staffordshire Terrier use it as a chew toy.
Holy Hannah.
Poor phone. It's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Heather's on the phone. How are you, Heather?
Good. You talking about the phone thing?
Yeah, where'd you wreck yours?
Okay, it wasn't me. It was my sister. I promise it was my sister.
Okay.
We were shopping at Sam's, and she had shorts on and put her phone in and had to go to the bathroom. Well, she stood up, and she turned around, and she saw her phone go whoosh right down the high-powered washer.
Oh! Automatic flusher.
Oh, yeah, and it was gone.
That automatic flusher got my bracelet.
Oh,
my expensive charmed bracelet.
Yeah, they're really evil. They take care of what some people don't do, and that's flush.
It's got pros and cons.
Don't drop your crap in the... Well, okay. Don't drop your stuff in the toilet.
Yeah, you want to drop your crap in the toilet.
I didn't think about that before I started to say it, and then I rephrased.
But it had came loose, my bracelet. Uh-huh. I went to reach for it, and it flushed.
What got loose?
My bracelet. Remember
that? Oh, okay. Thank you for the...
She turned around, said there was no reaction time. She said she saw it, and it was gone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't drop your stuff in the toilet.
Good choice of words.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Heather.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Drop your stuff. Don't drop your stuff in the toilet.
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Let's
see. Always to the toilet.
It's what we do.
I know.
Sean's on the phone. How are you, Sean?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Pretty good. So where did you wreck your phone?
Well, okay. This wasn't me directly, but I spent 3 years working with juvenile delinquents.
Mm-hmm.
And my other staff had her phone in her hoodie while we were playing rec with the kids. So we leave the gym. Suddenly her phone's missing. We have a suspect, though, but it's not in his pocket.
Okay.
We had to do a search, and he had it hidden in his underwear.
Oh.
Ew.
And it wasn't clean.
Oh.
She went out and bought a new phone the very next day.
Yeah.
Didn't even mess with trying to clean it. It still works, but she bought a new one.
I would have too.
Yep.
That's...
Wow. No amount of hand sanitizer could make that better.
No.
No.
It really can't. Thanks for the call, Sean.
Ooh.
Not a problem.
But that's almost worse than the dog one, don't you think?
They're both right up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note.
Can we talk about something not gross?
Something that has nothing to do with toilets?
Yes, please.
Okay. If anyone else is going to call in about this, no more toilet. Although I love the uniqueness of both of those.
Definitely unique.
I always like unique.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a gazillion stories of people flushing toilets.
Right.
Or this one time, I went to the bathroom
and I
flushed the toilet.
Woo! Yay me!
A million stories of people flushing their phones down the toilet.
Oh, boy.
Not their crap. 361-557, email or text am@hot1047.com.
Homecoming.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 841.
Where's your snooze button? Stop.
I am letting little things and songs really annoy me.
You are. I don't get it.
Between Pound the Alarm and We Are Never, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together, Ever, Never. Wee!
That's not the title.
And
I still want to say, every time I sing along to that song, I say Sound the Alarm, even though I know it's Pound the Alarm.
I know.
Because it's the way that it sounds like Sound the Alarm.
It sounds like a bad DJ at a nightclub who's got one of those siren things, and he just keeps hitting the button over and over and over again. Or like a little kid with a doorbell. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Oh my gosh, where's your snooze button?
By the way, that sleep time app is starting to bug me, because it won't work as well for me as it does you.
Really?
Well, last night
I
knocked the phone on the floor.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that. I had a feeling that was going to happen.
I did.
I think I'm conscious of the fact that it's right there, and so I don't get anywhere close to it. My sleep efficiency last night was way better than it was from the night before, though.
I was apparently in very deep sleep when the alarm went off at the end of the night, looking at the little graph.
Your graph is weird.
I don't get anything. And, like, you know, the accelerometer that's in smartphones, I went and found an accelerometer app to make sure that I actually had one. And sure enough, I move it and the little meter bounces like crazy.
Why is yours not working?
I don't know.
Look at mine's beautiful, but look at how many hours. Like, I had a whole bunch of light sleep. I had barely any
REM.
Yeah, I had barely any REM sleep.
You were tossing.
I must have been. But my sleep efficiency was 90%, though. So that's kind of odd.
Well, at least you got sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I had a lot of light sleep. 63% of light sleep.
It's a cool app. It's just not working for me. I'm going to go find their website and find out why it won't work for
me. Mine works great. Mine is the.
I like that it sets off the alarm randomly and tries to guess when you'll be more awake and ready to wake up.
Yeah.
I like that as opposed to just, okay, my alarm's going off at this time. And
mine surprises me sometimes, and it almost feels like it's electrical shocked. It's with the vibration. I don't know what the deal is.
The one thing I miss, though, is this. Ever since I got this phone probably about a month ago now, I do miss, because it wants you to set it on your bed so that it can gauge your sleep.
Yes.
The only thing I don't like, though, is that this thing vibrates like a chainsaw. And so I would hear the vibration because the alarm gradually gets louder and louder and louder.
The vibration was more what
me, definitely.
So I've had, since I started using this sleep app, or sleep time app, I've had 83% sleep efficiency.
Not bad.
I would love to see if I could ever get it to 100%, but that would probably never happen.
Don't know if it's for iPhones, but it's definitely for Android phones, so.
That's pretty cool.
I got an email from Carrie. She was having trouble listening to us at work on her computer and online, and I just replied back, everything's working on our end. Do you maybe have an IT guy who went and blocked you? Because most of the time when it quits working for people at offices, that's what happens.
Stupid IT guy.
Yeah. So that's what the Radio Pup app is for if you've got a smartphone. She's going to try that. So that'll work. I'm surprised we didn't get any more toilet calls, but there was one Facebook comment.
More.
Yeah. There was one Facebook comment, though, that I have got to share. It was hysterical. And I had it highlighted, and now I lost it. I hate it when that happens. Here's basically the guts of it. She was trying to here it was. Naomi, I was mad at my ex. I tried washing his Razor phone in the washer to get back at him. It went through the dryer too, and it worked fine. Well, that was the phone I got, so I'm happy to hear that.
Well, the dryer dried it all out.
I'm sorry your revenge didn't work out, Naomi, but...
You should never do stuff like that. That's mean. The cell phone washing? I don't know if I would go that far.
Destruction of property?
Yeah, I don't think I'd go that far.
Doesn't matter. All you got to do is put it in rice.
I'd find why do you keep making fun of the rice thing? It works.
That's how I dry my hair in the morning, is I put Uncle Ben's all over in my hair, and it dries out really well. And then I also have rice for breakfast. So it works out good.
Not amused. Why are you being a dork about the rice thing?
Because you keep going on and on about the rice.
Because it works. That's why.
I know.
It's the easiest way to fix a phone that has been submerged in water or liquid of some sort.
It's also the best way to dry your clothing.
You can't use rice to dry your clothes.
Sure you can. Oh, you get one of those big, huge bags of rice, like a 50-pound bag.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
And then you stuff your clothes down in it after you pull them out of the washer. And you come back an hour later. And you have dry clothes.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Someone's getting offended.
I'm not offended. That's just ridiculous. And you know that the rice thing works.
I have more ridiculous for you.
Oh, goodness.
It might be the most obvious headline ever. Women are twice as likely as men to use emoticons in text messages.
Duh.
According to a study from Rice University. Rice, get it?
Funny.
Yeah. In other obvious news, women are also twice as likely to have breasts than men.
Yeah.
They do.
Did somebody get paid to do that study?
Maybe the government did it.
Probably.
Well, they spent $505,000 to do what? Was that again?
What was that one?
$505,000.
God, that was so stupid.
Oh, to give a grant to a pet care company in Nebraska for installing machines to make pet shampoo and toothpaste.
Okay.
Hey, at least they did it at Rice University.
Because rice rocks.
And it dried out their phones after they dropped them in the toilet.
Oh, my God, will you stop it?
Yeah. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:56, up to 57 today, although I think we've already seen our high. A wind advisory is in effect. It's 50 right now. It was about 57 when we came on the air at 6, so the sun's come up and the temp's still dropping. Justin's on the phone. We were talking about the sleep time app we've both been using, which works great for Mel, and it hasn't really worked It hasn't worked great. It hasn't worked badly for me, but it's not like graphing my sleep.
Mine graphs every
single
night.
The way it's supposed to. Justin, what about the app now?
You guys were having some issues with it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not. He is.
I am.
Oh, basically, if you're having issues with it, if you uninstall it or delete it and then reinstall it, it should correct the issue.
Okay, because it works. Like, the alarm part works. It's just, like, the graphing stuff. It's not fine. It's not, like, graphing my whatever.
Yeah, once in a while when you download something, it'll get corrupt for one reason or another. That'll fix it.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
I'll give that a whirl.
That.
The only thing that bugs me is it's not the kind of app you can just kind of, like, you know, uninstall and reinstall, because if you only run it for a couple of minutes, it doesn't really track anything. You know,
yeah,
I got to do it overnight and find out if it starts working right.
Yeah.
Or not. But I'll try that and see if it works. Thanks for the call, Justin.
And by the way, about the rice issue,
yeah,
it works.
It does. I know. That's what
I know it works.
But he's making fun of me for saying that it works.
I threw out all my towels and I dry myself off with rice every morning.
Oh, my God. I just want to slap you right now.
I just might start doing that, too. I'm going to give it a shot.
Especially the hair, because then it doesn't take a lot of rice. And then it's, you know, you've got your lunch for later that day ready to go.
Except for you have, like, rice dust then on your hair and stuff.
Well, and you might get a hair or two in your mouth, too, but...
Gross.
Hey, it's two birds with one stone.
Exactly. I'm all about it.
Will you stop?
All right.
Thanks for the call, Justin.
Bye.
And, Mike...
Why are you purposely trying to annoy me today with this?
Because it's fun. Mike's on the phone. How's it going, Mike?
Hey, I know you guys are talking about people destroying their phones, but I thought this was kind of funny. It made me think of it. My Aunt June has the same exact phone in her house. It's the rotary dial still that she got back when Pac Bell used to own all the phones.
Really?
And she refuses to get rid of it because she said, I paid for that phone every single month on my bill until finally Pac Bell decided that they're going to give me this phone and I don't have to pay for it anymore. And she loves that story. And still in her house, she has her rotary dial phone on her wall.
So, I take it it's not cordless.
No. Yeah. It's not cordless. And it's an old one.
Would she accept a new...
The phone companies used to own the phone.
What color is it?
Black.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think we had a yellow one.
Yeah, we had a yellow one. But I don't remember us have... We did have one... I take that back. We did have one rotary phone in my mom and dad's bedroom.
We had a rotary one in the kitchen for a long time, and then we finally got the... push one. I think
those are fancy.
Was it one of those original ones that back when Pac Bell used to actually own them and you had to rent them from them every month?
I don't remember.
I don't know. I grew up in Beresford where the city owned pretty much every utility there was. So
yeah.
I'm guessing we probably rented it from the city for a while.
We lived in the country, so I don't remember.
Most of those phones you were buying or leasing them from the phone companies.
It could have been.
Remember, she lives up by Wabe.
Yeah.
Up in that area.
And now the cable companies. Now the cable companies do it with your modem and your cable box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True, huh?
Yeah.
Technology.
Yeah.
Keep on going.
Same thing, just different thing. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Bye.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I would always like buy the cable modem because I didn't want to, because after a year, usually you'd end up paying more for than what you could have just paid for it for.
Right.
But now when I just got the cable modem / wireless router because mine crapped out.
Yeah.
I'm biting the bullet and doing the $5 a month.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though I wanted to just buy it.
Yeah.
But then when they change it in another year, then I'd have to buy another one.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I get it.
So, yeah, they always got you over the barrel. Well, and like DirecTV now, you can get the five, you can record five shows at one time instead of two with the DVR.
That's pretty cool.
Huh. Well, guess what? You got to pay for that now, too.
I know. I got to call them.
Anyway, so we've got music on the way. Alex Clare will kick things off in just a few, and more tricks you can do with rice. Mel's been working on it all morning.
Yeah.
Things you can do with rice. Don't you have that ready to go? But you've been talking about rice all morning.
Well, I really haven't been talking about it all morning.
Oh, yeah, you have.
But I'll see if I can find a list.
Oh, okay.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. That's coming up.
Hot 104.7.com.